T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Friday afternoon, and we're heading into the weekend, so we got a little chance of rain. So what is all going on? I had this stuff in front of me, and I don't have it in front of me anymore. There's the Fried Chicken Festival. Amanda Shaw is performing. In fact, we're going to be live on Facebook on WWL Radio from the Fried Chicken Fest with Amanda Shaw tomorrow afternoon. And also there's the Burlesque Festival, which is a lot of fun. You know, the whole art of being of burlesque is really awesome. I've been to a number of burlesque shows at House of Blues and One Eye Jacks. And we have got some really, really good burlesque groups that are performing. And what's interesting about burlesque is, since they don't show stuff, I mean, it's sexy, it's sensuous, but they don't show anything. It's just a reminder of what it used to be like all those years ago. And every one of the burlesque shows that I've been to here in New Orleans recently has a campy MC telling, you know, dumb, stupid jokes, and it's really it seems to be very authentic. Of course, I don't know anything about actually going to burlesque, but the only thing that's missing in the authenticity of the burlesque shows here is smoke, because you know they had to be filled with smoke. And, of course, you can't smoke in bars anymore. Saints and the Falcons on Sunday. I think the Saints are going to beat the Falcons. And, you know, maybe we shouldn't get so upset when they just squeak by and win a game like they did last week. But, you know, ultimately, that's going to catch up with a team if a team doesn't change. Now, I expect the Saints to rise up and play a really great game against the Falcons Sunday. Let's hope that's the case. We talked to John Michaels. He's the sideline reporter for the Falcons and a midday host at the radio station The Game 92.9. And we talked to him just after the news at 2 o'clock. We'll talk to him again Monday afternoon just after 2 o'clock, and we'll talk about the game. He thinks the Saints are going to go home with their tail between their proverbial legs. Also this weekend, tomorrow afternoon in Baton Rouge, LSU and La Tech. I think in the whole series, I think Louisiana Tech won one time in the early 1900s, I think. And then the other game this weekend is interesting. Tulane and Ohio State. At Ohio State. I mean, that just doesn't seem fair. I mean, when these powerhouse teams play a team that they don't even match up with, I know the arguments that it's good for the team. It's good for Tulane to be playing Ohio State. But, I mean, are these guys not going to get beaten up? I mean, I know you never know what can happen. You never know what can happen. But that will be a game to watch this weekend. And I think this is Urban Meyer, his first time coming back at coach after being suspended. Here's a text. Real burlesque is all about the tees. That's a great way to put it. It's about the tees. And that's what things used to be like. Today, it's a little different. And if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about the federal appeals court here in New Orleans telling the state of Louisiana that it cannot enforce the law that raises the stripping age from 18 to 21. And I agree with the court. The court embraces my view on this. But this doesn't mean that I think that 18-year-olds should go out and become strippers. It just means that based on our society, I think a woman has a right to make that decision at the age of 18. But I don't think people should run out and do that. I got a text a minute ago from somebody who said, well, what if it was your daughter? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. If my daughter were like some of the dancers that I know, who are really smart, who do it for the money, they follow the rules, and it really is kind of like burlesque, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I wouldn't want my daughter to be a tramp, but I wouldn't want my daughter to be a tramp even if she wasn't a stripper. I mean, look, there are women out there who are tramps. They don't do that for a living. And there are women in the workplace who use their bodies sexually to get ahead. They work their way to the top. Well, they don't really work their way to the top. They, you know, their way to the top. Hey, by the way, that whole controversy with Brett Kavanaugh, Trump's Supreme Court nominee, and the accuser, Dr. Christine Ford, it looks like there's going to be testimony next week. I don't even know what to say about that right now. Because it just seems like it's so much of the same thing, and nobody really knows anything yet. And there's, again, a long time ago, I get it. But that doesn't diminish the idea that maybe somebody is suppressing thoughts. I mean, we've seen that. And then what about this whole story that is coming out about this this case with Jesuit High School? And what was it, $450,000 the church paid? And we've got a story on our website at WWL.com. Archbishop Gregory Amon kind of hinting that maybe there are some other cases that the public doesn't know about that we're going to find out about. And I think it's good for the Catholic Church to be transparent here. It's good for the church to come forward and deal with this. Because the only way to say you're not that way anymore is to say what happened and explain how you're different. The church needs to position itself against what it was. And the best way to do that is to be honest about what happened. President Trump was in a rally in Las Vegas last night, and he talked about his economic policies and how good everything is.
We have the best economy in our history. And I have to tell you this. If our opponent got into office, which would have been a very sad, sad period of time.
Well, of course, nobody at the Trump rally is going to want Hillary to have become president. But, you know, even when President Trump, even when he says something like positive, like he sounds angry. I mean, he even sounds angry and mad when he's, we have the best economy. Everything is really great for everybody. Dude, man. If it's really that good, man, calm down. All right, look, as we head into the weekend, there is a little advice. There's a little advice that I want to pass on to you as we head into the weekend. It is a Friday afternoon. Here it is. This is good advice, especially for those of us who you are on the dance floor with. I mean, if you're on the dance floor, you can't just park there, you know. I mean, you gotta move around a little bit. There should be no parking on the dance floor. And you know, sometimes I think we need meter maids to get some people off of some dance floors because they're just hanging out a little too much there. Okay, when we come back after this break, I want to talk about something that happened on this day in 1992. It involved a sitcom that was giving a rebuttal to a prominent politician's fear that the sitcom was going to hurt family values in America. We'll talk about that when we come back on WWL. It was on this day, September the 21st, 1992. 250 million households tuned in to Murphy Brown. It was a sitcom, because they wanted to see the show's rebuttal to Vice President Dan Quayle's family values speech. The Vice President of the United States criticized Murphy Brown because toward the end of the season, Murphy Brown gave birth to a baby out of wedlock. It was a decision that she made. This was 1992. This was very reflective of America at the time, and the vice president and many conservatives in this country freaked out. Oh, my God, if Murphy Brown has a baby out of wedlock, then that's going to encourage young girls all across the country to have a baby out of wedlock. I don't think there are any statistics that show that there was suddenly a baby boom, a baby boom after that. I don't think that there are stats that show that the vice president even had the slightest point. And look, I loved George H. Walker Bush. I thought he was just a really cool guy. I mean, I had so much respect for him as a vice president for Reagan, so much respect for him as a president. But Dan Quayle was a boob. And, I mean, honestly, sometimes he kind of reminds me of, I'm not going to say that. Anyway, Murphy Brown was criticized because the character was having a baby out of wedlock. But yet this was reflective of America. This idea that people see stuff on television and they go out and act on what they see on television, that's not as big a problem as so many people seem to think. The television show was reflecting this idea that women were reaching a certain point in their lives and having gone through the women's liberation movement, well, maybe not that group specific. Well, you know, I guess in some ways that group. But after the women's liberation movement in the 70s, there were women that were gaining confidence and thinking, wait, I have to marry a man in order to give birth to a child? And so this was something that was reflective of America. And I just thought, I was on the air in 1992. I remember being critical of Dan Quayle's family values speech, thinking that it's stupid to think that a sitcom is going to dictate behavior. And, you know, it's interesting how people don't ever go back. Those who are so critical, like Dan Quayle and all those who supported him, those who are so critical of that, they never go back and admit they were wrong. But there doesn't seem to be any evidence that suddenly people started doing this because Murphy Brown did it. And this was really all centered around the idea that women had reached a point of being independent and they didn't want to just adopt. I'm not a woman, so I can't speak for women. But if you're a woman, you intrinsically know that giving birth is part of the function of your body. It's something that many, not all, but I would say most women feel like it's something that they feel like they want to do or they need to do. It's part of what many women see as their role in life. But the idea of having to get married was so anti-feminist that Murphy Brown was a strong female character in a sitcom, and so she had a baby out of wedlock, and not everybody was happy with it. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, oh, and by the way, let's look back on The Simpsons. Remember all the stuff about The Simpsons that we're going to destroy America? Hardcore right-wing people in the media were religious leaders were bashing The Simpsons like The Simpsons were going to destroy America. The Simpsons didn't destroy America. Well, first of all, America is not destroyed. But, you know, when you hear about these things that people predict, like, this is the end of the... Let's go back to something very, very recently. I sat on this show every day and heard people predict and tell me that definitely legalizing same-sex marriage would destroy our society. What happened? It didn't. But people who are so definite that this is going to happen, this is the way it's going to be, this is what's going to happen as a result of it, the people who try to scare you, they're never around to admit they were wrong. And so the next time you hear somebody try to scare you about something, I will point this out. We'll talk about it on the show and I'll go, okay, that doesn't mean it's going to turn out this way. And during the argument on same-sex marriage, that wasn't going to destroy society because nobody was forcing somebody to marry somebody of the same sex. Many of the people who want to get married of the same sex have been together for many, many years. Many of them have done better with commitment than I've done with commitment, and other heterosexuals have done with commitment in their lives. So it didn't have this immediate impact on society that some people thought. Here's a text. The Kardashians, too many girls trying to look like them. You know, look, if your teenage girls or preteen girls are watching the Kardashians and they're trying to look like the Kardashians, don't you think you should step in as a parent and say, look, this is not the right thing to do? There have always been role models on TV, but it doesn't mean that you have to follow the role models. And I at some point, parents have got to step in and go, no, look, wait a minute. If you think this is what you need to do, well, maybe you need to think about that. Or let's have a conversation about that. Or let's talk about the Kardashians. But so often, adults, parents, they throw their hands in the air. What am I to do? The Kardashians are on TV. They're social media. What can I do? There's nothing I can do. I'm not saying it's easy. But you can do something. You can be a parent. You can set an example. You can talk to your kids. And so going back to this big TV show in 1992, on this day, 250 million people in 1992, that was a lot of people. Murphy Brown, I forget what the exact rebuttal was, but Murphy Brown countered the attack from the Vice President of the United States, Dan Quayle, who said that Murphy Brown is going to cause young people across the country to have babies out of wedlock because she's having a baby out of wedlock on a sitcom. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. The city of Atlanta ranks higher than New Orleans on a new list that has come out from WalletHub.com on the most fun cities in America. Vegas number one, Atlanta number four, New Orleans number nine. I was shocked. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll. Will the Saints beat the Falcons on Sunday? 55% say yes, 45% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text. Hey, Scoot, I remember when Madonna came out, everybody wanted to dress and look like Madonna. It's just crazy. Another text says, SOTA is going to destroy America. I had no idea. How was that powerful? Here's a text. I got a mullet growing up because Andre Agassi and John Stamos had it. I ended up okay. It's okay to get ideas. It's okay to imitate something that you see on television. It was okay when people first saw the Beatles and wanted to look like the Beatles. That's different than doing something like having a baby out of wedlock. You know, television does help set trends. But that's different than behavior. And if you think that it's okay to be involved in some behavior just because you saw it on television, that's an indication that there's a flaw in your life in terms of guidance. And so it's not fair to really blame the television. That goes back to other factors in somebody's life. From New Orleans, Jacques, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoop. Scoot, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm good.
That's great. Well, Scoot, I listen to your commentary, and I always listen to your show. I love your show. But I think that a lot of stuff that you're saying today is based upon the fact that first of all, let me say this. I'm a minister of the gospel, so let me put that out there. And once I put that out there, I think that you know which direction that I'm going with this. It's about morality, Scoot. And America, the morality of America has deteriorated greatly over the years. I'm not someone who will tell anyone that they're going to hell. I can't tell anyone if they're going to heaven. I can only tell them what the scripture that I live according to says. The doors of the church where we are open to everyone. As a matter of fact, I tell anybody that if they're looking for the perfect church, don't come here because we're imperfect people trying to live according to a perfect standard that was established, and we understand that we can't do that outside of the mercy, the grace that God gave us through Christ. Now, without getting further into the religion order, I do want to say this, that children are very impressionable. We can all agree to that. There's really no debating over that. And so children who love to watch television, when they see certain things and they see that those things are approved by certain adults, then they think that it's okay. For me, I think every man has to figure out their path in life. I think God himself said that he won't impose his will on anyone. But the bottom line to the whole thing, God still said, these are the standards that I established.
Well, Sean, nobody's going to challenge that there aren't standards. But, you know, children are going to see things in real life that they see on television.
I totally agree.
And you know, the Bible has plenty of references to the idea that there is guidance in life, guidance in the right direction. And we have, I mean, throughout time, I mean, you go back to Shakespeare. There was sex and violence in Shakespeare's entertainment. And if, you know, I remember growing up and there was violence on television. I mean, it wasn't as graphic as it is today, but relative to the world that we lived in, it was still graphic. And nobody ever thought to blame television for my behavior. My behavior was my responsibility.
Well, the thing that I know, school, and you know this also, our parents can tell us whatever they want to say to us. What they displayed before us, what they distributed before us, was the model that we followed. No matter how we want to look at it, I can't hear what you're saying because I'm too busy watching what you're doing. All that said, I mean, the whole thing in a nutshell is there are just certain things that we can establish. I think you hit the nail on the head because in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that there's nothing new under the sun. So immorality, wickedness and evil has always been since the day that Adam and Eve fell in the garden. But the bottom line to the whole thing.
And Jacques, I'm going to have to get to a break here, but I want to get you to tell me, because I don't remember the scripture number, but there's a part of the Bible where Jesus says, nothing evil comes from outside. Evil comes from within.
Well, Jesus says that he's referring to a scripture when it says when they were telling the disciples, when the people were complaining about his disciples eating with dirty hands. And Jesus said, it's not the hands, it's not what goes in the mouth which defiles a man, but it's what comes out of the mouth.
Well, but that was a metaphor for something much bigger than just eating with dirty hands.
I totally agree with you. It was talking about that which defiles the soul of man.
Yeah.
And that's the key thing in a nutshell. Still keep doing what you're doing, man. Listen, I understand that you
appreciate
have a responsibility to be balanced across the board.
Appreciate that we can have a conversation.
And I love your show, man. Okay.
Love you too, man. Have a nice weekend. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870-10. 870-870. I know there will be a lot of people in town this weekend for the Taylor Swift concert tomorrow night in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And I have a strong feeling this will be one of the songs that she plays. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. What a moment this was for Saints fans and for the city of New Orleans and for America. And there was something special about U2 and Green Day being together on the same song. Saints and the Falcons, Sunday afternoon in Atlanta. We talked to John Michaels, Falcon sideline reporter, midday host on The Game 92.9 in Atlanta. We'll talk to him Monday afternoon in the 2 o'clock hour and talk about what happens in Atlanta. I think the Saints are going to do well. He seems to think that the Saints are going to get beaten by the Falcons. And by the way, this guy is married to a Saints fan. They've got a mixed marriage. And I know that there have been attempts to keep those people from marrying each other. But they got together, and he said they have basically worked it out. Right, coming up next, it's Zach and Deuce for the Fans in the Pro. We'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll. Will the Saints beat the Falcons Sunday? 68% say yes, 32% say no. Give us your opinion at WWL.com. You know, when we talk about influence from the media, it's okay that we're influenced by things. But it's usually things that we're predisposed to. For example, let's take commercials for example. If you're not a beer drinker, the best, most convincing beer commercial is not going to convince you to start drinking beer. If you are a beer drinker, the best, most convincing beer commercial might make you switch to that brand. And I use this as an example of pointing out that the media, that outside influences, really don't make us do things we don't really want to do deep inside. And if somebody has a tendency toward being a criminal, maybe that feeling is reinforced by music that glamorizes crime, or something in a movie that glamorizes crime. But the movie or the music didn't turn that person into a criminal. And I just think that we're part of this. We're too quick to buy into this idea that something else is always to blame. And that's something we spent some time this week talking about. You know, we need to put more focus on personal accountability, whether it's the bartender serving you drinks or whatever. I mean, we are responsible for our behavior. But the tendency to always blame something else is giving people an excuse to not be responsible for their behavior. And I don't know if this is more subconscious than it is conscious, but the more we allow society to give us permission to blame something else for our behavior, then it seems to me that we're destroying the foundation of a civilized society. Amanda Shaw will be at the Fried Chicken Fest, Waldenburg Park, and she performs tomorrow afternoon at 5:30. We'll do a live Facebook feed with her. Before that, it will be out there live on WWL Radio Facebook. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. All right, my weekend is about to start here. I know, you probably thought it started at 1 o'clock because I kind of acted like it. Actually, I do start the weekend at 1 o'clock. I just happened to start it in front of you. Hey, I hope you're looking forward to a great weekend. You might have to dodge a few showers this weekend, but hey, that's typical weather here. Coming up next, it's the fans and the pro, Zach and Deuce. Actually, there are a couple of pros. 4 to 7, Voice of the Saints and color analyst joined together. Zach and Deuce together. Roman Harper joins the guys at 5:30. So that's coming up at 4 o'clock. And did you hear about this Scream Park that's being built at City Park on Scout Island? It's going to be a Halloween festival. And it sounds really amazing and really scary. And this is just another one of the big projects of City Park, which is now becoming a world-renowned park. And we'll know more about this as time goes on, but I think it's going to take 20, 30 minutes to walk through it, maybe 15 if you run. So I don't know. It looks really, really creepy and scary, and so that's something to look forward to. As you know, Halloween in New Orleans has just become this huge event. And, I mean, why not? There's always been this mystique about Halloween. There's always been this mystique about New Orleans. All right, I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Tab Manassas, and our studio producer, Ian Hoke, who once again did a wonderful job. Have a great weekend. There's a lot going on this weekend. The French Quarter Festival, not the French Quarter, the Fried Chicken Festival going on this weekend. It's close to the French Quarter at Waldenburg Park, and the Burlesque Festival is going on. We have all that information on our website at WWL.com. Hey, and if you want to hang out with me over the weekend, go to my Facebook page, SOTA, Scoot on the Air. It's also my Instagram, and we could communicate over the weekend. But have a great, safe weekend. We're back Monday. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.